Item number eight is an application for rezoning for 825 St. Joseph Street under file DAZ 207 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item nine, which is an application for variance at 825 St. Joseph Street under file DAV 114258/2012D. The applicant is Susan Russell.
Susan Russell.
Hi. Susan Russell.
Welcome.
McGowan Russell, 200 124th Street. Can I just jump right in?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Please give us an overview of what you're proposing.
Okay. Can you guys see this at all?
I'll come grab it, Susan.
Yeah. That's just an enlargement of the plans that we're proposing for the site. The site the site is 825 St. Joseph. What we're proposing to do is take the existing building. We actually love the character of the existing building. And we want to upgrade the building and use it as our office space. It's 2,400 square feet. We would improve the entire front of the building. I've also got photos. Sorry, Mark, I should have given these at the same time. Sorry. I just want to describe briefly, if you're interested,
yeah,
what we're
it.
Planning on doing. So the very front of the building we're going to be improving with a clapboarding style of, I haven't run this by Qualico, but going to improve it with a clapboarding style to bring back the original character of the church. We're going to be taking out the asphalt, putting in permeable paving, some paving stone in the front area, planters, plant material, a tree. You can see all of that in the front, I think, in that diagram. Within the building itself, we have to make some improvements. There's asbestos in the building, so we've got to mitigate that. We've got to remediate that. We've got to remove the asbestos. The roof doesn't meet building codes. We've got to upgrade the roof. But we feel it's all a good thing to do to keep that existing building. Then in the back, putting in a deck and a tree again, actually two trees, some more plant material, keeping it all very low maintenance, drought tolerant, all those kinds of things, parking off the back lane. For this, to keep this existing building and put our office in here, we need a multitude of items. First and foremost, I guess, is the rezoning. The building has a split zoning right down the middle of the building. The south side of the building is zoned M2. The north side of the building is zoned R2. There's not a single use that is allowed with both those zonings. So as a result, this is what I'm told by Robert, and I'm saying it right, Robert? that we require. So I would love to just get a conditional use, but we cannot do that. Because of the split zoning, we apparently require rezoning, and the best zoning that was recommended by Robert and the planning department was an RMU. But to keep that existing building, and if we have to rezone to an RMU, we then need about 10 variances, I believe, to vary side yards, front yards, rear yards, an eave that goes too far into the other yard. And so we're not changing, the basic essence of this is we're not changing other than upgrading the existing building. But in order to move our office into this existing building, we require that. Just a little bit about our office. Our office is a landscape architectural office. We are a very green office in that only maximum we've got maximum 10 employees, maybe up to 11 during our high season, which is during the summer, and then we go down to about 8 employees during the winter. We have a very strong policy of taking the bus. So we do give free bus passes to our employees, or almost free. And whatever it is, I think it's 20% they pay and we pay 80%. And so in terms of our impact on the existing community, very limited. And so we have maximum 3 cars at any one time during our high season. During the winter season, we only have 2 cars. It's a strong policy of ours. So that's about it in terms of what we're planning on doing. Do you want me to go through detail on each of the variances, or? And we weren't really asking for parking in the front, Robert. I just want to do a paved court in the front. We're not going to park there. So okay. It says in there that I want parking, and I don't want parking in the front. I just want a paved court.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, great.
Yeah. So I'm in, the variance is great. One question I do have, though, is for the 10%, the dedication again. Are they going to calculate that based on the fact that this is going to be an office, just a single use, and that's what I'm hoping, or are they going to calculate based on the ultimate possibility if someone was to knock down the building and build a three-story structure, because I understand you're limiting the height to three stories, which is fantastic. We agree with that. Because I'm not going to knock down the building, so I'm hoping that any dedication is based on a single office use, because if you start calculating dedication based on six housing units and everything else, that's going to be way out of control for me. So I'm just hoping that we can stick to that. I don't know if that's possible.
The appraisers calculate on the increase in market value. So
yeah, which means they're going to base it on six housing units, which means it's going to be way more than is really fair.
But there's a you've got a lot of conditions here in terms of height. And
that's okay. Three stories is great. I think it's in keeping with the neighborhood. That's what we had always proposed as part of what was planned for the area. And yeah, three stories is, and when you're talking office and the fact that I don't want to knock down the building is just trying to keep it in control in terms of cash too, because I need to have the use for at least 15 years to pay it off.
I guess my question is, do you need the 35 feet? You want the 35 feet limit?
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. I'm keeping the existing building.
Do we know the height?
How high is the building now?
It's taller than a house, probably 25 feet.
The problem with the zoning is that it allows up to 100 feet. So we're bringing
it down. Yeah, the neighbors are 35 feet. Yeah. It's like an R2 zone is 35 feet.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter.
We recommend it consistent with that.
Okay.
We maybe at this one get an answer as well. That if we lower that number from 35 feet down to 25 feet or whatever the existing building is at, will it help deal with the dedication?
I think, Pastor, we can also discuss the particulars with the appraisers that, you know, what the intent is, and that it's not going to be a 100-foot high building, et cetera.
Yeah.
Just sure
or add a clause that if anyone in the future, like in 50 years, and I sell the property or something like that, wants to build it higher, that they then have to pick up an addition. Can you do that? I don't. No, you can't. Okay.
Well, it would be reappraised, I guess, with the rezoning. Yeah. Yeah.
It's on the rezoning.
So it's on the rezoning.
It's on the rezoning, yeah. But, I mean, they do base their estimates on comparables, you know. So if we sort of guide them to comparables that would be comparable to this structure as compared to something 100 feet high, maybe that will influence too.
Okay. Is any questions for Susan? You'll get a chance to come back and summarize.
Absolutely.
Susan, there's a few people that have registered here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No problem.
You can either come down and speak or register your support or your opposition. First in support, Filippo Colasino. In support. In support, Michael Dixon. Michael Dixon, are you here? Thank you. In opposition, Leo Pella. Yeah, come on down, Leo.
I'm Leo Pellin from 843 Taché. I'm opposed to the rezoning. I feel we've worked very hard as a neighborhood to get a neighborhood going. I feel the rezoning of this would be far better if it were placed on Provence, where Provence has all kinds of vacancies and all kinds of land to be developed. I don't see how office space benefits the rejuvenating of our neighborhood.
Okay.
It's not like Provence couldn't use more businesses on it to help them. And us as a neighborhood, if you were to take a poll from the people that live there, I'm sure they would agree that it would better be served on Provence than it would in a neighborhood where we're trying to get families back in there.
Okay. Given that there was a theater company here for many, many years, does that impact this at all in your mind, in your estimation?
The theater, was it a good place for it? I don't think so. I think now that we're moving the ball forward to build a residential neighborhood, I think residency would far be better than having office space. And office space, we've got Provence for that. And they're going to put in some paving stones and everything else to beautify it. Provence could use that for their businesses on Provence. And we as a neighborhood could use more families in our neighborhood. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for Leo? Thank you, Leo. In opposition, Gavin Jagg.
Hello, Gavin Jagg, 157.
State your name and address for the record.
Yeah, Gavin Jagg, 157 Hébert. I'm in opposition mostly because you were talking about earlier about the potential use after the applicant was done with the property. Who's to say what the final result is? Maybe it'll be used for an office for a little bit while the area is developed. Then what's going to happen? Is it going to get changed to something that we're not sure of? Because there's not really a plan, and from my experience of what's been going on in the area, things change quite a bit. So to get the ball rolling forward for change and to take it from what it is now, I'm actually thinking that we're losing our culture in that area. We lost the Rendezvous. Now we're losing our theater company. And in exchange for an office building, I don't agree with it. I think it should stay how it is and keep the culture in St. Boniface. Because without it, we're just, it's going to be an office for, I don't know, I'm not even sure what it's going to be, and I'm not sure if they can tell us what it's going to be 2 years or 3 years down the road from now. And then in terms of this, I'm not sure how it works with the this appreciation. I would recommend that you go as high as possible, because what's going to happen there is going to be something, it's going up in value, and that's the whole point. This is, this isn't about beautifying. This is about making money. This is a business that's going on. There are going to be some upgrades to the area. So whatever that property is, especially if we can't have a guarantee what this is going to be in 5 or 10 years. Let's say that it might be a three-story, really expensive six-unit building. I don't know. I think that that's where it's going to go, and I think I'm going to be back here in a few years, fighting against that too. So, and I know. I have a good feeling that's what's going to happen, so I'd like to stop it and keep it what it is right now. That's all I have to say.
Okay, any questions for Gavin Jagg? Thank you.
Okay.
In opposition, Walter Kleinschmidt.
Good evening. My name is Walter Kleinschmidt. I'm here as president of the Old Rest and Boniface Residents Association. Before speaking to the point, I'd like to express our appreciation as a committee to the efforts of the proponent, Susan Russell, to approach us, and I know a lot of the residents in the area, with her plan. And it is correct, and I would say it's correct to state that the community consensus, and there were some conditions and some opposition to it, but generally speaking, is not alarmed at the use of the property as defined by her and as defined in the drawings you've seen. That being said, we as an association are rather surprised, if not shocked, at the fact that this use has come up for discussion since last November or October. at the last community meeting we had locally where Mr. Vogan was with us this evening, when we asked him in public what was going to happen to La Vieille La Chapelle, or the Tard La Chapelle that Qualcomm purchased. At that time, his intention, and I hope I'm quoting him correctly, was to use it as a community building, a community service, something to add value to the development of the community, which has a major stake in development. To hear last this month that it is for sale for an office use, what a surprise to us. And then leads us to wonder what other expectations may not be realized if the first one is being let down. In addition, we are worried about the zoning itself. Now, the issues of the zoning were addressed and mitigated by the planning report, but, and as the very specifically was raised in terms of the valuation, the zoning is zoning is zoning, and that really rules. In that context, we are concerned and we object to the definition to putting an RMU zoning. It goes against a precedent where the residents, the developer of adjacent properties, and the community have compromised to put RMFS, if I'm right, Robert, next door to it, for a townhouse's site. Putting an RMU now on that street, on a small piece of the street, does not make sense as a zoning change. In addition, the list of exceptions that are required should you accept the zoning proves the point that the zoning is not appropriate for the small property, which is a little bit more than half of the minimum requirement. So we object to the rezoning. We do not object to the actual short-term use because Susan Russell's presentation talked of, in my case, when she referred this to me about 10-year minimum. Today she said 10, 15 years. In the context of Puente Bell development that's gone on for 35 years, 10 to 15 years is short term, and I would ask the council or the planning committee to find a way to provide the applicant with a five-year non-transferable occupancy permit, renewable for another 5 years, with no change of zoning, as must have happened when the theater was there and when the church was there. It's been there for a long time with this mix-up of double zoning, so why not continue for a few more years and leave well enough alone.
Okay. Any questions for Walter?
No.
Brian Mays?
I mean, they are keeping the existing building, though. You're sort of saying it's out of character, but the building's been there for a considerable period of time.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it's a heritage building per se, but the building is part of the community, and it has been in the past a community amenity, a community service, something that's been, you know, dear to the heart of many residents, as has already been mentioned earlier this evening. The fact is, you know, buildings get sold, get resold, companies go bankrupt. Now, I'm wishing that to McGowan Russell. Companies disappear, intention change, fires take place, the cathedral burned down. Something happens, and in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, the zoning rules. And ultimately, the only decision that's going to last here is not the specific drawings that you've seen, but the zoning with whatever conditions you put on it. And we feel that that zoning request and the variation to zoning is beyond the requirements. We would like to recommend and ask that you find a way to allow this use on the building as it is, because I think it will bring 8 to 10 people in the community. It'll bring a bit of life. A building that's occupied is safer than a vacant building. Mm-hmm. And the development of Puente Bell is going to take at best 3, 4, 5 more years before there's a demand for that property for other uses, for residential use. So I think the use is good. I would like to implore you to find an alternative to allow it to happen.
Okay. Walter, do you get any comfort from the height restrictions? That is one of the recommendations of 35 feet?
On that one, I can still put a variety of businesses below and put residents above, putting 6 units. It just, no, not really. I always think you'd have to zone it down to exactly what it is. I don't know the technicality. Robert did, we did discuss this in terms of understanding the process, and I've been thankful to the city as well for that.
Okay.
But the bottom line is that's what we're objecting.
Okay. The only thing I can say is that the recommendations brought forward are consistent with the secondary plan, which was approved a few years ago for the area. So
that's correct. But notwithstanding the secondary plan, this committee approved and has put in place RMFS, multiple family small on the three other properties on Saint Joseph with under current development. So putting this one remaining small 4,000 square foot property, which inevitably lead the two adjacent properties to demand the same kind of zoning in due course, is creating a little block there that's out of context. I mean, I drive through that community every week to see if construction is going up, looking for a big opening soon, coming by your house, and that would be out of context.
Okay, any more questions? Thank you, Walter.
Thank you.
Susan Russell? Welcome, Susan.
Thank you.
You've heard the concerns of the community. I'm wondering if you could, this is your opportunity to address those concerns and not to introduce any more new information, just to address the concerns.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things, one of the most important things that I think addresses really all three is that I would hate to see that building demolished. And right now, Robert, maybe you can clarify, because if we can find a way to just let me put that office in there or have an office in there without going through rezoning, that would make me very happy, because rezonings are very expensive. We tried. We talked to everyone we knew. We went to the heads of all the departments. And if we can do this, I would love it, to be able to put our office in there without doing rezoning, just for the record. It would make me so happy. But what I'm told is that as long as that building stands and there's a split zoning on that property, that building cannot be used for anything. So if we can't do this, that building, the only thing to do is to demolish the building. I don't know. Anyways, I would hate to see it demolished. I would love to put our office in there. And if we can figure out a way to do it without a rezoning, that would make me very happy. It really would. So, Walter, absolutely, that's what I want too. So it's... although I do need it for a minimum of 10, as I said, Walter, but I've been working out the calculations and how much it's going to cost me to fix the place up, and it's probably likely more than 15 years. So as long as you guys don't mind me being there for a minimum of 15 years. But I'm not planning on ever retiring either, Walter. The business has been around for 25 years.
Neither is Walter.
That's true. But and I know I'm not supposed to be addressing Walter, but I really like Walter. Anyways, But we've been in business for 25 years, and I'm only 50, so it's probably going to be around for another 30. In terms of the RMU, I know it's in keeping with the complete communities and the St. Boniface Secondary Plan, as long as we keep the height down, which I have no issues with whatsoever. And we're not losing the theater company. The theater company is still in the neighborhood. It's just gone to a different location. They no longer have any need for that building. So I'm not taking that away from anyone within the community. So just so that's very clear, we're not kicking out the theater company or any other use. There's nothing in there right now. And I think that was it. Those are the concerns that were expressed. I don't think I missed anything. Any questions?
Any questions for Susan? That's it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Councillor Swindell, do you want to take the chair?
Sure.
I'll move the reports of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.